Hello, hello, sports fans, and welcome back to another Continental Volleyball Conference Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, bringing you the latest in conference standings, game recaps, upcoming matchups, and an interview with this week's Player of the Week. Starting off this week's list of recaps is Lakeland, and their lone match of the week added another W to their win column. The Muskies' 3-0 sweep over MSOE saw Tim Robbins leading the way with 15 kills and Dayton Erickson with 31 assists. The win not only helped Lakeland stay in the number one slot for the CVC West division with an 11-5 record, but also helped the Muskies jump three spots to number five in the AVCA rankings. After the loss to Lakeland, the MSOE Raiders snapped their seven-game losing streak with a win over the Dominican University Stars in a close five-set match. Leading the Raiders' offensive charge was Nick Manning with 18 kills, Logan Barenwald with 13 kills, and Brett Herbers with 12 kills. With the win, MSOE moves to 3-7 overall. The loss to MSOE was Dominican's first-ever CVC divisional match loss. Despite Zachary Sin and Charlie Spry leading the offensive attack with 17 and 13 kills, and Alex Coyne finishing with 49 assists, the Stars committed 29 hitting errors and hit 199 as a team. The loss puts the Stars back at 500 with a 5-5 mark on the season. Moving on to the Carmen Crimson Eagles, who went 2-1 last week with wins over Daniel Webster and Southern Vermont and a loss to Stevenson. Carn hit 306 as a team and were led by Ryan Garvin and Josiah Boos with 15 kills apiece against Daniel Webster and then finished with a combined 33 kills against Southern Vermont. The Crimson Eagles upped their record to 6-4 on the year. Despite falling to Stevens and Nazareth, the Stevenson Mustangs topped Carn and Barrich to go at an even 2-2 performance on the week. Leading the defensive effort is senior libero Adam Thatcher, who currently leads the league in digs per set with an average of just over 3. The Mustangs head into this week with a record of 8-5. For the number 9 Carthage College Redmen, their only match of the week was a tough 4-set loss to Cardinal Stritch University. Although the Redmen came out with a 25-21 win in the first set, they fell by close margins in the next three. Leading the way was junior outside hitter John Storm with 21 kills. Carthage now stands at a 6-5 mark overall. After dropping games to number 2 Juniata and Teal College, the Marymount Saints bounced back for a 3-0 sweep over Hilbert College. In the win, Marymount notched 41 total kills with just 9 errors for a team hitting percentage of .348. Bryce Ernsberger led the way for the Saints with 22 kills, and the team moves to an overall 2-7 mark on the year. The Juniata Eagles' 3-0 sweep over Marymount went along with their 3-0 sweep wins over Eastern Mennonite and Hilbert, and their 3-1 decision over Teal College. The wins boost the Eagles to 13-2 overall, keeping them at number 1 in the CVC East Division and bumping them up 1 in the AVCA rankings to the number 2 spot. With 3 wins in the books last week, the Teal College Tomcats extend their winning streak to 4 games. The Tomcats top CVC foes Marymount, Eastern Mennonite, and Mount St. Joseph to put them back above 500 with an 8-6 overall record. The loss to Teal fell between losses to number 2 ranked Juniata and Mount St. Joseph for the Eastern Mennonite Royals this past weekend. The losses extended their losing streak to 4 matches and dropped their overall mark to 4-7 on the year. The Mount St. Joseph Lions split a pair of matches this past week, both in 3-2 decisions, as they topped Eastern Mennonite before falling to Teal College. For the Lions, it was setter and this week's CVC Player of the Week, Luke Eschenbaugh, who came up big with an impressive combined effort of 123 assists. Originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, Eschenbaugh is the second Lion to be named as CVC Player of the Week this season. The 6'1 sophomore is currently leading the CVC in assists per set with an average of 12.3 and has been instrumental in helping the Lions earn more wins this season than the past 3 years combined. Here's what he had to say about his performance and what his young team can bring to the table against opponents.
Hello?
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Congrats on being named this week's CVC Player of the Week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, You had a very impressive performance this past week. You tallied 123 total assists in just two matches, and you're currently leading the CVC in assists per set. What was your focus or your mentality coming into this season?
Coming into the season, I came in not knowing really what position I would be, but came in ready to do what I needed to do for the team. I mean, my main focus was make the team better, so come in, do what I got to do, and accepted the role as a setter, and it's worked so far, so just rolling with that.
Definitely. Now, Luke, prior to this season, Mount St. Joe's did not have a Player of the Week named, and this season, you're actually the second player the Lions have had named as a CVC Player of the Week, as Alex Volin was named back in week two. So what does this mean to you as a player, and what does it say about your team overall?
For me as a player, I mean, I take it more as a team award than anything. I mean, nothing starts with me and nothing ends with me. I'm just the middleman. And for our team, I mean, it's huge. It's a confidence booster. It's everything. It's giving us, like I said, confidence beyond belief that we know we have talent, but we're proving it, and we're putting ourselves on the radar and making other teams realize we're here and we're a team to worry about.
Right. And like you said, confidence is huge, and it's definitely a main factor considering this is only the Lions program's fourth year. You have a very young team, yet you've earned more wins thus far in the season than the team has had in the past 3 years combined. So clearly it's been an awesome turnaround for the program. What was discussed leading into this season, and what do you think clicked to turn the team around?
I mean, like you said, we're young. It's just, like I said before, we have the talent. It's just we're all really starting to click, and everything's working for us. Our game plans are working better than we could imagine, and we're not really sure. It's working. We're going with it.
Right. Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, like we've talked about, with having such a young team and one without a senior, in fact, the oldest person you have is a junior, and the rest of you are sophomore and freshmen. So what do you think your biggest challenges are as a team when you're going up against competition, especially the more veteran programs out there?
Our biggest challenge is simply experience, and just we got to keep our heads in it. It's a big step from high school to college play, and we've all kind of adjusted pretty well, I would say. And I mean, like our challenge was definitely just getting our heads around it.
Right. And what adjustments do you think have been key in helping everybody make that transition from high school to college?
The adjustments is just in practice. The way we come into it early in the season and even preseason, I would have never guessed it would come out this way. Our maturity level is going through the roof, and it's just the adjustments within practice of how we go about our daily business of volleyball.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, what are you focusing on moving forward for the remainder of this season?
Our main focus is just keep doing what we're doing. Our passing's great so far. Our hitters are outstanding right now, putting balls away, and I mean, we need to continue doing what we're doing and improve on little things, transition offense, stuff like that, but just minor things at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, congrats on being named this week's Player of the Week, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you very much.
Eschenbaugh and the Lions are currently standing at an 8-5 mark on the season and will travel to take on last week's CVC Player of the Week, Aaron Grau, and the Font Bon Griffins this Friday and Saturday. This will be Font Bon's first time taking their home court and their first time returning to play since going a perfect 6-0 2 weeks ago. The Carn Crimson Eagles will be on the road as well when they take on Marymount on Friday and Eastern Mennonite on Saturday. Before taking on Carn on Saturday, the Eastern Mennonite Royals will take on fellow CVC member Stevenson Friday night. Then later in the week, they will gear up for their weekend competition when they travel to Marymount on Wednesday and then the City College of New York on Thursday. As mentioned, the Marymount Saints will take on Carn on Friday, Stevenson on Saturday, and host Eastern Mennonite on Wednesday. In addition to the matches against Eastern Mennonite and Marymount over the weekend, the Stevenson Mustangs will travel to Lancaster Bible College for a tri-match with the hosting Chargers and Hannibal LaGrange. The Carthage Redmen will be on the road Saturday against Lakeland and Monday against MSOE. After hosting the Redmen on Monday, the MSOE Raiders will then travel to face the Lakeland Muskies on Wednesday night. As for the number 5 ranked Lakeland Muskies, the two home games will be their only matches for this week. The Dominican University Stars have a busy week ahead of them as they travel to take on the Bard College Raptors on Saturday before facing the Vassar College Brewers and the hosting New Paltz State Hawks on Sunday. The Stars will also be on the road for a Tuesday night tri-match against Stevens and New York University. The number 2 Juniata Eagles will keep working towards the number 1 ranking spot when they take on Stevens Friday night and then New Paltz and Vassar on Saturday. And rounding out this week's list of upcoming matchups is Teal College, who travels to take on Vassar, New Paltz, and New York University this weekend. As always, for constant updates and live footage of the contest, make sure you tune in right here at www.thecvc.org. And that concludes this week's edition of the CVC podcast. Make sure you check back in with me next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC. Until then, I'm Danielle Dwyer. Take care.